This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So it's not just, I think, in America where they're having some issues with the EVs or the electric vehicles. Looks like the Volkswagen electric cars, their sales are not doing so well in Europe as they want to return to using, as they call, petrol. So I'm telling you folks, you know, electric cars can be pretty cool, I'm sure, but if they don't fit the bill right now, if they're not the mass replacement that the government mandates wish that they were, or mandate, maybe that's the best word, to mandate that they are, you know, maybe we got to run these things through a few more drawing boards or something. I'm not sure. They need a different kind of power source. You know, I don't know. Maybe an alien spacecraft power source or something. I don't know. That just goes forever. That might help. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition of the show. We made it to Friday. Can you believe it? And it is Freedom Friday here on the program. And, folks, we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, we will talk more about EVs as we go through the program, but I do want to talk to you about first this morning here in, as we head into hour number two, by the way. Hour number one was a lot of fun. It was amazing. But hour number two here as we start, Iran was poised to launch an attack, but delayed it. And it could still come at any time, according to reports. We also understand, again, that Israel is bracing for that attack, but it could come within 2 days. This is from an article in the New York Post today. Direct attack on Israel is from Iran is expected imminently, according to a report. The attack could come within the next 20 to 48 hours. However, a person briefed by leaders of the Iranian regime noted that no final decision has been made about attack plans, though they have been discussed, the outlet said. The strike plans are in front of the supreme leader, and he's still weighing the political risk. Really, an advisor to Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said. Well, I'm glad that they're weighing something, because this kind of escalation, I'm going to tell you, and I don't want to be flip about this, but they're going to be asking for it from Israel. Israel is not going to shy away on this, not one little bit. Israel is going to take care of business regardless of what Joe Biden and the Biden administration people might think or might try to influence them. Because as we've said so many times, Israel's in that position of having to self-preserve, self-preservation. Let's listen in at the White House press briefing room about the question regarding whether or not the Biden administration has emphatically told, you remember back just a few months ago where they were talking about Iran getting more involved in things, and the message was don't. And then even Kamala Harris, the vice president, you know, said don't. And then evidently Joe Biden said don't. And they thought, well, that should suffice. You know, we told him don't. But let's listen in about what now has been communicated to the Iranian Ayatollah Khamenei. Let's listen in.
I just want to clarify one of your earlier answers. Did the administration send a direct warning to Iran not to attack Israel?
We've been very clear. You heard from the president, right, and laid out our commitment to Israel and make sure Israel's security, that continues. And so we've had those conversations. I'm just not going to go into back and forth publicly.
All right, so I think we got a little audio issue going on there, but we will come right back to that. And, of course, folks, there's a lot more to talk about, tell you about as we go through the program. So what they were talking about right there was this notion that the did the administration, were they emphatic enough? Did they directly tell Iran not to get involved with this thing? That is a very good question. But what you hear Karine Jean-Pierre talking about is, we communicated with them. Oh, you communicated with them. Okay, well, that's good. You know, but just like you've tried to tell Israel in no uncertain terms what to do, well, did you just do the same thing to Iran? So I think we can back this up a little bit, and we'll listen back in again. Here we go.
I think it's important to know is because you just shared earlier that, you know, the U.S. was quick to tell Iran directly that we had nothing to do with the strike in Damascus. The president hasn't minced words on his feelings about Netanyahu. But we haven't gotten a very clear answer on whether it was communicated directly to Iran, don't attack our ally.
I just said we communicated to Iran.
We communicated.
I said that.
We're not going to go into a public back and forth on this.
But I said we communicated to Iran. And we said had no involvement.
No involvement.
Strike in Damascus. Iran. We warned Iran. So I said that at the top, and I'll say, okay.
Okay, stop right there. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk over what they're saying. But it's hard to leave it alone, isn't it, my friends? It's hard to leave it alone. This is a great question. Yeah, they wanted everybody to know immediately we had nothing to do with this. And then, of course, going after Netanyahu. And even the hot mic things that Joe Biden has been caught saying, that's pretty impressive or significant, I should say, as well. So let's continue with this.
At the top, and I'll say, okay.
On the issue of inflation.
Okay, we'll come back to inflation here because obviously we'll talk about that maybe after the break. But I'll tell you this, the idea that, well, we communicated with them, that, my friends, is... I'm not even going to say it's code. I just think it's incompetence. How hard is it to say, we told Iran in no uncertain terms that if you attack Israel directly, if you do this, you know, hundreds of drones striking Israel thing that we've heard about, there's going to be hell to pay. So you pray tell, my friends, why is it that when it comes to Iran, there is this sort of special relationship that the Democrats have that they really, really, really don't want to mess up. It's mind-blowing. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Lots more on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
A deception with style. Just what are you trying to say? You got a
friend. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. And we are having fun this morning, I think, and discussing these different issues that literally are going to continue to manifest themselves. And it boggles my mind that they're not larger election issues yet. That these kinds of things, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with China, what's happening at our border. People are already, they're up in arms about them, but of course the Democrats and many in the media too, they try to usurp the narrative and turn it into basically a discussion about abortion. And again, that's because that works. It really, really does work in order to try to skew the discussion into something else that is different than what's happening, especially in terms of crime, in terms of inflation, and in terms of all these day-to-day things that are making that are really affecting our daily lives. There's just no doubt about that at all. And of course, what's going to happen in terms of our economy right now? You know, as we were talking about, Joe Biden said, you know, inflation was surging when he took office, but it really wasn't. He says we're getting inflation down, but prices are still very high. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And yesterday's CPI numbers were really bad. They say they were hot, but when they say it's hot, it means it's bad. And it means that, you know, the Fed is not going to be able to cut interest rates, or won't have a better justification to cut interest rates anytime soon. So what's going to have to happen? Well, Janet Yellen tells us that everybody's kind of doing okay. The economy's firing on all cylinders. And where that may be true for some people, I think the vast majority of American workers and families are struggling. They're having a real terrible time of it. This from MarketWatch. Latest inflation report not only sent bond yields soaring and stocks plunging, but it may also have put the U.S. back on a track for recession, one economist told Bloomberg TV on Thursday. The catch? Such a downturn would be one self-induced by the Federal Reserve. If we continue to get inflation prints at these levels, the Federal Reserve is going to find itself backed into a corner where they need to cause a recession if they're going to hold that 2% inflation target. Ian Lingen, BMO Capital or BMO Capital Markets head of U.S. rate strategy, said. His comments follow after March's consumer price index came in hotter than expected on Wednesday, increasing 3.5% on an annual basis against 3.4% year-over-year forecasts. The rate was higher than both January and February prints. This has essentially crushed market bets on a quick interest rate pivot from the Fed, with futures markets no longer counting on June as the starting point for easing. Instead, a majority of investors are eyeing September as more likely, according to the CME FedWatch tool, though the odds are below 50%. Joe Biden told us, well, these numbers, it's like, no big deal. It may just put off the rate cuts by about a month or so. you know, we'll talk to us here in June. What's it going to look like in June? And then is that going to mean, well, we're still on track for September, and then we'll start heading towards September? Well, you know, it may be before the end of the year. Maybe, you know, and then, oh, well, it's probably going to have to push on over. In other words, you could see that kind of scenario playing out as consumers continue to struggle and continue to exhaust their savings or their credit or make massive pullbacks in other areas of spending. And all you got to do is walk out your front door and go down to your favorite eatery or favorite place to go shopping and so forth, and you'll see that there is, I think, a pullback. Now, there may be people there. There may be people there, but they may be out for the evening or this kind of stuff. In other words, do you see a lot of people with bags walking around that they bought something at the stores? Are they carrying merchandise with them? That's a really good. It's not scientific, but it is fairly revealing. I think the recession risk from the Fed may come as the central bank realizes that its current Fed funds rate of 5.25% to 5.5% isn't restrictive enough to clamp down on inflation, Lingen said. This echoes recent warnings that others have put out that the Fed could be pressured to pursue a rate hike. Francis, and again, we even asked Chris Murkowski about this, and he thinks that's a long shot as well, as I do too. It would be extraordinary to have to get another rate hike, but you know, we live in these very weird times too. I mean, things could keep happening such that inflation goes up. You know, all these different inflationary characteristics that we see, big government spending and cost of fuel going up again and these kinds of things, you know, it's not completely beyond the realm of possibility as I understand it. But nevertheless, we live in some of the most bizarre times ever. And really, I don't think that's really too far afield of a statement to make because of the way that this particular election season really is turning out to be a very, very strange time. Grudge match, all that stuff. So Francis Donald, who also took part in the Bloomberg interview, agreed, noting that recession risk is increasing as the Fed loses data support to cut in the near term. Now that we're back to an environment where we're losing those embedded rate cuts, we actually have to increase the chance of something bad happening here, the chief economist at Manulife Investment Management warned, adding, they may have to stay higher until something breaks. That's the problem, unquote. Okay, so this is all so very scientific, you know, but obviously it's, you know, they're trying to make some kind of estimation here. They're trying to make some kind of prediction with the tea leaves. But, my friends, the tea leaves don't seem to say it's on track. You know, these, and the key word there was embedded rates. That's the idea that the market already has started, had baked in the idea that we're going to get some easing this year. If it wasn't here in the first quarter or back in the first quarter, it would be probably around June. Well, that's not looking like that's going to happen anytime soon. And so those embedded predictions and feelings, you know, will come crashing down. It's going to reflect in the market, and it's going to reflect in the economy. Some have suggested that it's time for the Fed to instead adjust its inflation target to 3%, and in doing so, ease these risks. Aha! I'll say it again. Aha! That's exactly the thing that we've been telling you on this program, especially with our good friend Chris Markowski. They will more than likely, he's the watchdog on Wall Street, by the way, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He'll be with us in hour number three, last segment of hour number three, a little before the top of the hour. So definitely stick around. But he's been talking about this as well. Well, they're just, you know, they'll have to make a change. No, we're no longer looking for 2%, my friends. We're looking for whatever it is we can get. And whatever it is we can get, or whatever it is, that's the goal. Basically, I think that's the way it'll pan out. Because what else can they do? And for Joe Biden to go through this election cycle, and the Democrats to go through this election cycle without that interest rate cut, to them, they must be absolutely going insane behind closed doors about this, saying, when is the Fed going to cut these rates so that we can go out and take credit for an economy that's going great, everything's good, and people are going to be able to buy their house or sell their house or get that loan or do this and all this stuff? Because I'm telling you, we still got this huge problem with commercial real estate that is coming our way. As these loans adjust to the rates, and you have these, you know, I'm talking, you know, big, you know, 500,000 unit apartment complexes, this kind of thing. These property owners, they're not going, they can't make the mortgage rate when these rates adjust. And there's not a budget to go and cut to say, okay, well, let's pay the extra mortgage because the money's not there. And so then you have all kinds of problems as a result of that. And you get properties going back to the bank and all this kind of stuff. So, and this is all going to happen on Joe Biden's watch, in my opinion, if there's not some kind of significant cuts. Okay, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are continuing through this wonderful Friday morning. We're coming right back.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family, known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And Friday marches on. Hour number two, of course. We're in the middle of hour number two, as a matter of fact. And we continue. We've got a lot more to tell you about it. Of course, we've got Denise Simon coming up here in about 20-25 minutes or so. We'll be talking with her, of course, on some of these renewed concerns about attacks by Iran against Israel, which would more than escalate this war that's happening between Israel and Hamas. And to a great degree, you know, we don't know what the world would look like as a result of that. Iran proper attacks Israel proper, and then we're off to the races, I would think. That's a very, very daunting possibility. Well, let's continue with the inflation issue here real quick, because there was questions about inflation given to Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room by an intrepid reporter there, and she's going to bring up this notion of former Chief of Staff Ron Klain criticizing Biden for just talking about bridges and stuff when he's out on the campaign trail. Let's listen in, shall we?
Issue of inflation. There was a report in Politico on Tuesday that the former Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, was teeing off on the president's, talking about bridges all the time when he's out on the campaign trail and not talking enough about the prices that people are paying. We didn't get any statement today on the PPI index. Why aren't we hearing more from the White House about the issues that people are facing at grocery stores and paying rent?
I mean, the State of the Union, the president made very clear about what he understands what the Americans are facing. And he's talked at almost every event that he's had crisscrossing the country after the State of the Union about lowering costs, how important it is, and how there's more work to do. You hear that. In New Hampshire and North Carolina, he spoke about his work to lower health care costs. In Las Vegas, he discussed his
plan to
build
and
renovate 2 million homes to lower housing costs. In Madison, he announced his student debt relief plan.
Stop right there, because, again, Karine Jean-Pierre is only reading this from the binder. I'm so glad you asked me about the president, why he doesn't talk about what's happening to people, and we haven't really talked about the CPI numbers. Hold on. Let me read from the binder. Here we are. The president has done this program. He's talked about this. He's talked about renovating a million houses. He's talking about doing this, and he's another federal program. And on, in fact, let's keep it going, because I'm sure there's another program there. Let's listen.
With Senator Sanders just last week about his progress lowering costs for prescription drugs and inhalers. This week, he spoke about plans to lower costs for child care, home health care, elder care. He talks about lowering costs
about
almost every event. I just laid out the events that he did in March.
Stop right there. Okay, again, you know, these are plans. Yes, and thank you, Karine Jean-Pierre, because the State of the Union is one big plan. It's a one big plan session. It's like a jam session for a plan session. That's all it is. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to lower that cost. I'm going to do it. Darn it. And then everybody goes, yay. And they clap. And they say, oh, this is wonderful. Because they know that some people have tuned into this thing if they're willing to stomach it. And they've tuned into this thing wondering, what's this president going to do for me? And what happens is they find out that there are all these programs, and I don't think any of these programs ever come to fruition. A lot of these programs are over a 10-year period of time. We're going to save $1 million over a 10-year period. I mean, I know I'm just using goofy numbers, but these 10-year plans never come across because the administration doesn't last there for 10 years. The plans will get changed, especially if you change political parties who control the White House. Those plans are out the window, whatever it is. But it's just a jam session for a plan session. And it's designed to make you go, oh, okay, well, I guess they're really doing stuff then. And also, if you notice the overwhelming capacity here, or the overwhelming strategy that Karine Jean-Pierre is using by reading these things off from the binder very, very quickly at a very rapid pace. It's only designed to do that, my friends, so that you go, oh, okay, well, you know, my question is really stupid, isn't it? They are talking about this. No, they're not. They're really not. They might be, you know, using words and language, and they mention the word, we have a program, and this kind of thing, but that doesn't mean anything. What is at the heart of the matter of this kind of question and this kind of issue is whether or not people actually are experiencing relief. You can talk about your plan to cut prescription drug costs all the live long day, but nobody is seeing these things actually occur. And typically these plans, whatever they might be, don't they include a lot of government spending, which is in and of itself inflationary? So it's really becoming much more argumentative from the hallowed podium of the White House press briefing room. This job isn't as easy as it used to be. You know, I used to be able to come out. I could hear her complaining about this right now, you know, backstage. You know, I used to be able to come out, open the binder that was given to me. Oh, he opened the binder. I read from the binder. You guys, you write down what I say from the binder, which begs the question, why can't we just get copies of the binder and give it out to the press? Here's the binder. Thank you. And we just go, and then someone would have to scan it or transcribe it or something. So, hey, how about this? Why don't we email the binder to the press? And then they can just sort of, you know, copy-paste it, I guess. But I think that's what she thought the job really was going to be, especially after Trump and the insurrectionists were defeated, right? And then it's all going to be great. But that's, you know, this is, it's starting to become a little less fun, I think, at the press briefing room. Let's continue on.
April, about how he's making sure that the number one economic concerns that Americans have are lowering costs. And just like Ron said this. He said that the president has been, he believes in what the president has been doing in crisscrossing the country and talking about the State of the Union and talking about how we're going to continue to cut costs for Americans.
Yeah, that's all good. It's all good. It's all good, isn't it? Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Aaron in Denver giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Professor Paulding. First of all, what do you thought about the passing of O.J. Simpson, Professor Paulding?
Well, it certainly is. It's a milestone. There's no doubt about that. It brings back all those memories of the trial, the brutal killings, and then the trial, which became a huge circus. And it just was, I mean, it's looking back on it, it's hard to believe that we all witnessed what we did.
Yeah. I actually, it's weird though. When the media was showing the OJ being chased by LAPD in the white Bronco, I remember exactly where I was when that was happening. I was in Glenwood, Colorado, and I was attending a tennis tournament down there. And I was in my room and watching the NBA basketball game, the New York Knicks versus the Houston Rockets. And I was enjoying the game. I was watching the game. And then the next, you know, they were showing the game and OJ getting chased by the LAPD. I'm like, what the heck is going on in LA?
Wow.
And I mean, you're right, Professor Politics. I mean, the media turned the OJ, murder into a total circus.
Yeah.
You're right, Professor Potts. Yeah. It was a circus.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, how it all played out, and it kind of taught us the lesson, I guess, that no matter what, if you have enough money and enough attorneys, everybody can get so confused, you know, as to what does the evidence tell us. And that's winning became at all costs.
Yeah, no question about it, and that's why O.J. was able to be acquitted. What happened? There were so many reasons that led to him being acquitted. Now, personally, I believe he did murder his wife, his ex-wife, in Goldman Brown, who was there, who happened just to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
What do you think, Professor Potts? Yeah. Do you think he did the dirty? What do you think, Professor?
You know, I think so many people wanted O.J. to not be guilty of this, to have not done this. But as the evidence piled up, it just, I think it became so overwhelming that that's what the case was. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But in the end, what did the case in was LAPD had no credibility.
Yeah.
You had the Rodney King, police brutality case.
Yeah.
So there were so many reasons why OJ was acquitted
Aaron. We're heading to the break,
adios.
Unfortunately. Take care. Call back some other time. We love you. Take care. All right. We got Aaron and Deb.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. I can't believe hour number two is flying by with the speed that it flies by. Thanks again to Aaron in Denver for a great call. And it is this news that happened yesterday with the death of O.J. Simpson has brought all that back. It really, really has. And I just like I said in hour number one, and I appreciate Aaron very much saying, you know, he remembers where he was when this happened, seeing the Bronco chase and things like that. It was really quite something. It was a defining moment, culturally even, you know, because of just the magnitude of this whole thing. And so as we reflect, and there was, I watched a docudrama about it a few years ago. I don't quote me. I think it was on A&E at that time, but it was a docudrama about the O.J. Simpson trial and all of those events, and it was really quite interesting, some of the inside things. And I do remember Robert Shapiro, one of the, I think the lead attorney that O.J. came to see soon after these events, and to help turn himself in and this kind of stuff. But Robert Shapiro said something quite interesting. It's a legal definition, I guess, or a legal splitting of hairs, you might say. But he says, okay, you've come to me as a, you know, if a client comes to me, they may not, he sort of parsed the thing between guilty and responsible.
So it was, again, the way that this defense was built up and so forth was really quite something. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, well, we do have the lines lighting up again here real quick. Let's go ahead and let's take a quick call from John in Sarasota. Good morning, John. I think we got, oh, hold on. There we got John in Sarasota. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. If the glove don't fit, you gotta quit.
That's right. That's exactly
and,
it. Yeah.
And Furman and the LAPD are racist when they set OJ up. Remember?
That was what they were saying. Yeah, exactly. But yeah. That was the defense. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a racist. He's a racist detective, and the glove don't fit. You got to acquit. I was actually in Cancun, Mexico at the time.
Yeah.
But
really?
See,
because it went international. I mean, everybody was watching this thing.
Yes, sir. I was in Cancun, and I actually was watching it in Cancun, Mexico at the time. But, yeah, that was the famous line. And the shoes. Remember the shoes with the blood stain?
Yeah, the Bruno Maglis or something.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I mean, yep. But, yeah, I my personal opinion, let him rest in peace. Do I think he was guilty? Absolutely. But, you know, he's no longer with us, and let him rest in peace. It's between him and his maker now, you know?
Right. That's right.
And that's all we can do. And like you said, we have to be happy it's Friday, and we can play whatever we want on the radio.
That's right. That's exactly right. I appreciate that.
And let's hope your friend Denise is in a good mood today, because last week I think she needed a hug.
Yeah, well, she's very passionate about all the analysts, the analysis that she does, you know. And, yeah, so I agree, but she's literally one of the best, I think.
I agree, too. You know, oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, with that being said, I just wanted to add, the glove don't fit, you got to acquit, and the LAPD and the Detective Furman's a racist, and the shoes have no blood on them, and what are you going to do?
Exactly.
You're going to enjoy the weekend, and as always, I enjoy your show, enjoy the comments, enjoy the callers, and again, we got to hope for a good November. One more thing I wanted to add that I thought about with the Israelis and the situation. You know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that undecided vote, you could vote undecided in this election. Is that correct?
I think in some of these primaries, right? Or not in the general, I would think. Or you just wouldn't vote for anybody, basically.
Right, right. But in the primaries, you could vote, like we said, no decision or...
Yeah, that's what was happening in Michigan, I think. Exactly.
Correct, correct. And you made a comment earlier about death to America. Was that you when they were saying death to America and these people?
In Dearborn, yes. Yeah.
Yep. They're protesting death to America. And these people are in our country. And, you know, if they vote undecided in the primary, I think it would be doing us all a favor, actually, for Israel to be able to defend themselves with Biden in office. Because if Trump gets in office, there'd be much more support for Israel. And it would probably escalate a lot quicker, because he's good friends with Netanyahu, from what I see.
Well, indeed. Yeah, I think they have their interests aligned, and certainly what Joe Biden is showing us and the Biden administration people are showing us is that there are cracks. And they're not really, that unwavering for Israel, unfortunately.
Nope. Absolutely not. But we could talk forever, and I know you have other people interested in saying things. So you enjoy your weekend, my friend, and we'll pick this up down the road.
Thank you, John. Take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Take care, friend.
All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. And I appreciate the call very much. And we're going to save our Freedom Friday song for another time. Because we always like to take calls, obviously, if and when we can, and I appreciate John's comments so very much. And yeah, the the O.J. Not the O.J. anniversary, but the death of O.J. Simpson is bringing all these things back. And sure enough, people do remember where they were when all this stuff was going down, the Bronco chase, and especially even through the trial. But it is interesting to reflect back on it. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's time now to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we just heard from John in Sarasota. We heard from Aaron in Denver. And everybody remembers where they were when the Bronco chase was going on. You know, of course, that yesterday O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76. Do you remember what you were doing at that time?
I remember very well. I was riveted to the whole thing. And the family text going on yesterday was kind of interesting because my kids reminded me that I had the exact same white Ford Bronco.
Wow.
At the same time.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. But what has always struck me about this case was all of the evidence that was prosecution tried very hard to introduce into the case, and Judge Ito denied it.
Yeah.
So what is that evidence? Why hasn't it come out after all these years? What was that evidence?
Very, very good question.
And certain testimonies, too. So that's the one thing that's always bugged me, especially when it came to O.J. Simpson's son, forget his name now, of course, but I think he had a, interestingly enough, I think he had a hand in this too. So well, remember the infamous suitcase.
Yeah.
That Kardashian, his lawyer Kardashian, took and never to be seen again.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. This is so much the stuff of movies that we can't even say, but it was all happening in real time right before our very eyes.
Yeah, and here's the New York Times. You know, the New York Times, those writers over there have to be the most unhappy, miserable people on the face of the earth. Yeah. I mean, truly, because they put out a thing that says, an article that says that the O.J. Simpson trial had the world coming together, you know, watching the case on TV. We all came together. And then after the verdict, we all fell apart. That's how they reported it.
Yeah, that's for sure about that. Yeah.
They have to be the most miserable, stinking writers over there.
I think you're right, Dad. They don't seem to be very happy, especially
anybody
over in the liberal left or the liberal press. Yeah, it always kind of seems to be a little bit on the downer side, you know, for sure. And
a little bit.
Yeah. I'm being generous. All right. Well, Denise, stay right there because we're going to climb up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to find out all the headlines. We'll get updated on everything, come back and talk about everything, and much more with our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for next hour if you have a question or comment. So, folks, don't go anywhere. I'll warn with you. We are coming right back after your top of the hour news.
Third Watch. Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.